This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information cues or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Coming at you live from the TGO MASH unit. It's TGO Radio. I am Bryce, and across from me is the crippled Jeff Durant.
Yes.
And the other end of the... those videos.
It opened up.
Other end of the house, producing the show, is show producer extraordinaire Doug Reacher. We are here under duress. Jeff's hip is just...
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. It's like they're going to have to get in there, kind of root around. Huh?
They
get
are that gonna, fixed. Yeah. We're having it looked at in a couple of days.
As far as fixing that goes, have you considered not being 50? Have you considered that?
I'd fucking love to. Thank you. Sure, you figure that out. Let me know, will you?
When I went out earlier, just before showtime, I texted Jeff and I said, I'm going out. You need anything while I'm out? And I expected you
fucking
to text back and go,
head.
I'm pulling the head. That's exactly what I expected.
I was so over it this week, I just didn't know. I don't.
Yeah.
I have begged three or four people at work to take me out by the train tracks and just fucking shoot me and leave me there.
I think I drove past your work the other night.
You probably
just
did.
Just kind of out fiddle farting around. I like to take these long drives.
Oh, fuck you and me both, man.
Yeah, man, I love taking a long
drive. Dude, I've always loved the fucking drive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yep.
Now, I'm not sure if we talked about this on the last show we did the 2 weeks ago, but I did start a diet, and because I bought a scale and I decided I wanted to live, so
getting into fitness, are you?
Well, I fitness dick in your
fitness
mouth.
Fitness fucking pizza in my mouth. Am I right? Hey, I bet you there's a meme for that.
Oh yeah, Jesus, yeah. I used to mess with my ex about that. And, hey, do you like... Every time she said fitness. Hey, do you like fitness?
Yeah.
How about fitness cock in your mouth?
Dick in your mouth.
Yeah, if she'd have been doing that, I might have fought that breakup a little bit harder. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, wherever, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Learn anything from the sexual harassment episode?
Oh, dude, it's fucking funny.
Is it?
It's
I have
funny.
Not listened to it yet.
Yeah, no, it's funny.
Yeah, good.
I mean, it's.
Is it better than what we thought it was sitting here?
No, like we knew it was funny sitting here, and it's funny.
Good.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right.
I haven't uploaded it. It's just kind of sitting here, you know.
Waiting. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
No, it's just kind of sitting here. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we've done this 3 weeks in a row now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Easy.
Jeff's looking for a reason to not be here.
Easy.
Jeff decided to have a surgery instead of being
hip
here
in front of a car to not fucking be
exactly
here.
Exactly. Jesus Christ, what are we gonna do?
Oh
yeah, it's all right. Good.
Yeah. That fucking. Let's see if I can get this up. I got your text that the link I sent you, that TikTok video didn't work.
It did not. Yeah. Oh shit!
You may have seen it. Maybe that's where the video isn't available. It was some fucking retard in a race. Oh, shut the fuck up! Like some fucking mongoloid retard on a track in a wheelchair racing, and it was the fucking mushmouth thing that you play.
Brother Coolhand will send me a video. And I'll text him back, and I'll go, well, that's not going to be up long, because you just know it's coming down. It's coming down, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are lots of those.
I don't think I sent this one. I sent it to a guy that I work with. Kind of stupid, but I thought it was fucking funny.
I'll go 2 weeks without.
Damn.
It's Casey Peterson, or
Anthony.
Casey Anthony. And it says, when you find out you can get $1,400 per kid, and she looks all sad, and says, damn. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
There is a fucking dark humor channel that I have ran into on TikTok. And they play the beginning to, and maybe other people do. They play the beginning to that Hall & Oates song.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Yeah,
they give you the joke.
I know
and
the
then,
one. Yeah.
Dun, 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 yeah. And then the jokes sometimes are very funny. It's dark humor, so a lot of times they're funny. Sometimes they're really stupid. But that whole setup with the beginning of that song just makes me fucking crack up every time.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's stupid, but it's funny.
I'll go 2 weeks without watching a TikTok. I have the app on my
phone.
That
is a fucking shitter.
Yeah.
That's a shitter app, man. Holy crap.
Yeah.
My fucking cheeks go numb when I realize, well, I've been sitting here for a while.
I'll watch. I won't touch it for 2 weeks, and then I'll end up watching it for 2 hours straight. Because that's the app, right?
Boy, you can fucking waste a lot of time real quick with that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I feel like we really need to set the example for the other guys.
If you've not seen Tropic Thunder, this is from that movie.
It's going to be tough, but I think Damien's going to get some great shit out of us. Just wish I had a director like this on Jack.
Oh, Jay. What, Jack? What you talking?
Simple Jack.
Oh, yeah. Simple Jack, yeah. You went all out on that one, huh? You did. You got a swung for the fences.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Yeah, it was an intense experience. You know, I just did the work. Watched a lot of retarded people. Spent time with them, observed them. Watched all the retarded stuff they did.
Then again, I always found mere observation in and of itself is a tad rudimentary. Sometimes we got to dig deeper to mine the true emotional pain dirt. Thus, we can diagram the source of the pain and then live it. You know.
Yeah, live it. Yeah, exactly. You know, there were times when I was doing Jack that I actually felt retarded, like really retarded. I mean, I brushed my teeth retarded. I rode bus retarded.
Damn.
In a weird way, I had to sort of just free myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronical.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
When I was playing the character.
When you was the character.
Yeah, I mean, as Jack, definitely.
Yeah. Jack. Stupid-ass Jack. Trying to come back from that.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded. And by the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I flushed so much out, how am I going to jumpstart it up again? It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You was farting in bathtubs and laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
But Simple Jack thought he was smart. Or rather, didn't think he was retarded, so he can't afford to play retarded being a smart actor. Playing a guy who who ain't smart but thinks he is. That's tricky.
Hmm. Tricky.
It's that working with mercury. It's high science, man. It's art form.
Yeah.
You an artist.
Hmm. It's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off for going there. Especially knowing how the Academy is about that shit.
Wait. About what?
You're serious? You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Dustin Hoffman, Rayman, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheat cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man.
You went full retard.
Never go full retard.
Never go
full. You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty handed.
Went home empty handed. You never go full retard. You never go full retard. Never go full retard. That movie will be canceled soon, that movie.
That what?
That movie.
What is it?
Tropic Thunder. It's a bunch of actors making a Vietnam movie, and then they get dropped in the jungle somewhere for real, and they think it's actually the movie.
Oh, okay.
So they're proceeding as if they're being directed in this movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and so that's an exchange between Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr., who is so, in this movie, is so committed to his character of playing a black man.
That was Robert Downey Jr.?
That he takes a pill, and it turns him black. He's got an afro and the whole bit. There's a great scene. Let me see if I can
Dude,
find
I
it.
I have to find this.
It's...
You want me to look it up here? This one?
That's the one, yeah.
Where the hell are we?
Dan Cook River.
Yes, sir? How do you know that? How are you sure?
Only one way to find out, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so good right now. Seriously, my skin hurts.
Milk from the peanut gallery. Into the water, ladies.
No, man. Let me take a look at that map right quick.
Why is everybody all obsessed with the map?
Because we're tired of being your trail donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS. God damn it! We lost. We fucking super lost, man. Tell them, McCluskey. Tell them what time it is.
I don't believe you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Huh?
I think what Chuck means is you
no,
people,
look
you
his
actors,
ass, man.
You people.
Exactly. Look at them beating. What are you talking to me?
I gotta get back to the answers.
Ruins.
Chill.
Where the hell are we?
Just chill it. Dan Cook River.
Now,
yes,
let's go get those Viet Congs.
Viet Cong.
What?
It's Viet Cong. There's no S. It's already plural. You wouldn't say Chineses.
That's not the scene I was looking for, but...
You wouldn't say Chineses. That was Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. That will not... that movie will not exist in the world much longer. I don't know how they haven't gotten to it yet, honestly. But they will cancel everything.
No, it just takes a while. There's going to be stuff that, you know, going to slip past their radar for a while until they run out of the low-hanging fruit.
No. Have you seen the video of Biden falling down today?
No.
Did you see that? Yeah, go put, yeah.
Can we go to YouTube, you think, here?
It's got to be up there.
Sure it is.
Climbing the stairs of Air Force One today. There it is, the second one, right? Well, yeah, that one might be the full one right there. You never go full, old man.
Fucking Biden's there, man.
Yeah, shuffling.
Looks like a submarine captain. Is he getting on the right ship? Can they just put him on Air Force One and, like, fly it into a building or something?
They put him on a scissor lift like JFK's casket in 63. Okay, here it comes. Here he goes. All right, got that first step there, Joe. Looked pretty good. Looking good so far.
trotting right up there. Get him. Oh, shit. Ooh. There goes that fucking 85-year-old hip or whatever it is. Dude, he got it twice, man.
Three times.
Three.
One. Two.
Three. Yeah, okay, you're right. Hey, Macarena.
You fucking doddering old asshole.
Yeah.
Now listen, here's the thing about that.
You put your left foot up and you shake it all about.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You do the hokey pokey and you tumble down the
fucking
stairs.
Fucking doddering old asshole, feeble old man, fuck you. So, as you do, I jumped on Twitter right away as soon as I knew that happened, just to see people's reaction to it.
Oh, poor Joe. Oh,
there was a lot of that. I don't know why this is a story. Well, that by itself is not a story. That in conjunction with everything from Corn Pop going forward is a fucking story. He's not well. He's clearly unwell. Clearly unwell.
I'm beginning to sense a pattern here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's signs of dementia, and he can't walk right, and he can't talk right, and he won't give a press conference. He can't fucking talk to people. Yeah, he's a fucking mess. But then they had that thing like, you know, well, fucking Trump, remember that time he had to grab the railing? Look, either they're both okay or they're both not okay to happen. Don't fucking pick a side on it. Either one is a feeble old man and the other one is your boy and vice versa or not. Pick a fucking, you know, don't pick a side. Either it's good or it's not that the leader of the free world stumbles walking up a flight of fucking stairs. Doddering, feeble old asshole. Fuck him.
It would have been great if he'd have fallen backwards and tumbled all the way down to the tarmac.
I am on.
And that's how it ends. That's how we get our first female president.
Right, and that's how we get stupid Harris. Fucking Biden's got a brain hematoma laying on the fucking tarmac. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is happening? Ugh. Yeah, no. And then all I know is this. Gerald Ford, who played football at Michigan University, mm-hmm. coming off Air Force One with his fucking lush of a wife standing next to him, stumbles. And in the time it takes him to lose his footing, he takes his arm out from around his wife and begins to tuck himself down so he won't get injured. That got him imitated on SNL by Chevy Chase for a year straight, and he couldn't escape it during the entirety of his presidency and afterward. By the way, P.S., that was Gerald Ford wasn't Biden's age till 1991. He wasn't 78.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Oh, it's fucking, yeah, it's something.
For President Ford, the year seemed full of snow.
He was! Spam! Spam! Spam!
In June, he fell down the plane steps on arriving in Austria.
Oh!
Yeah, see?
But a whole lot more serious were the two attempts to assassinate him.
The first occurred on September. Did you think that's more serious, would you? Jesus.
Secret Service jumps all over the stairs. We got you.
You're fucking beating the stairs, ass.
The president. Ford was, they attempted assassination twice on Ford, huh?
Squeaky Fromm tried to get him
oh,
once.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. right. The family.
Yeah.
The family.
Yeah.
He's walking
yeah.
to the Capitol building in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so Biden is a doddering old asshole. They're just hoping that he doesn't fucking bite the dust before he's been in office 2 years. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Doddering old fucking asshole. Fuck him and his gimmick. Jesus. Did you get your Biden bucks yet? Speaking of old Joe.
Yeah? Damn straight. Fuck yeah.
Yeah? Do anything with it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off credit card.
That's a smart move.
Yep.
I paid a bunch on mine today, too.
Yeah. Oh, we got that. Wife's got a bonus coming up at work, so we're going to start saving up for that down payment on the house.
Bone.
Hmm?
Bone.
Bone ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to move next year? Is that when you're trying to get a new house?
Next 8 to 12 months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you would need help moving, do not hesitate to call someone else.
Yeah, right.
Not,
yeah, no,
that's
I
not me.
I'm hoping we might be able to.
Dude,
hire somebody
yeah.
to do. That's a young man's
that
fucking
you're
game.
Fucking
and
right
when I was
is.
A young man, I hated moving
yep.
too. So
yep.
moving yep. can suck my rod.
Yeah, that's the worst. It fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I had help a couple times during this last move last year in the springtime, but I did most of it by myself because my other house is about 3 miles away from this. Probably less, actually. I
remember carrying all your shit up and down the stairs at T-Camp TGO.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, that was from the other place to Camp TGO was
that's
a
right.
two-hour move.
Yeah.
Full stop.
That wasn't bad. You plan well. I've helped people move, and you show up, and they've got boxes and tape sitting there. It's like, you pack your fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'll move boxes. You write on there what room it goes in, and that's where I'll put it.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we had the entirety of that move in about two and a half mm-hmm. hours. From one house to the other house in about 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
that wasn't bad. No, that was a good move. But this last move... last spring coming here most of it it took me and I had help for some of it but it took me 9 days
and you didn't move that far
no but
and everybody
was...
oh you're not moving that far it doesn't fucking matter if you're moving 5 miles or 500 miles you still have to pack that shit up it's not like you're gonna get a fire fucking bucket brigade and keep fucking moving shit down the street.
By the way, I'm telling you, it was 9 days with packed boxes because all I had was the Jeep.
So I had
my son helped me a day or two and his
yeah.
kid I work with downtown helped me one day and but like yeah it was The
so
Jeep was
you
all
were,
I had.
You were using a Jeep to do it, so it would have taken you a day, but it was all the repair work and stuff you had to put into the Jeep on those other days, right?
I would disagree with you if I could. I'm looking at a grand worth of repairs right now.
Again?
No, still.
Oh, for what? For the...
brakes and that fucking
okay.
sensor in the back. Front brakes are going to be $600.
Just empty every pocket.
Yep, that's what Jeep stands for. Mm-hmm. Just empty every pocket. Anyway.
If I gave you $5, would you shoot me?
Not for $5. Yeah. No.
Okay. No. 10.
maybe
10 and half a beer.
I didn't really care for that. It was okay, but I just didn't. It's just not my thing. I'm not a big drinker anymore. Or any less, ladies and gentlemen. I am down 6.5 pounds.
Yeah?
Yeah. I weighed myself.
Yeah, from your belly to your ass.
Well, that's probably about it. But, so I'm...
Oh, I dropped 10 pounds. Yeah? From your belly to your ass.
I would like to be down about 20 or 25 before I head to Phoenix next month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine at work was in Pahonix this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
For what?
Work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's no good. Work sucks. You gotta admit, though, I had a pretty good week at work this week. It went by fast. Like, it was pretty...
Oh, the week went by quick, but Jesus Christ, were we fucking busy.
Yeah, they got you good,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Well, they did.
A couple of news stories here. We'll let Jeff go home and tend to his...
Yeah, what's going on in the news?
Tend to his hurt knee. Well, if you want to... Or hip.
Hip.
If you want to hear about guys jerking off, this is the show for you this week.
I fucking do.
I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the show for you.
You sent that text yesterday. Well, I don't know. I never know what to do in the 2 hours before you get here. Because we were going to record yesterday. I was gonna type back, you know, fucking knock one out. But
no.
We just don't do that anymore.
No.
You know?
No. Just... knock one out. No, there's no knocking one out.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
A Florida judge on Monday ordered a psychological evaluation for the man accused of sexually assaulting two stuffed dolls, including Olaf from Frozen.
Do you want to fuck a snowman? Right in his fucking mouth? Yes, I do.
Yes, I fucking... If you're going to fuck someone from Frozen, everyone's going to fuck the girls, but you want to fuck Olaf.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because you know why? Because Olaf is a giver. That's why you want to fuck Olaf. At a Target store, by the way. This guy fucked a fucking stupid Olaf.
There
fuck
you
him.
Go.
I fuck hey. Him. I've never seen that movie, have you?
No, thank you. No.
Cody Meter, 22, was a put right in that mouth. He's got a great
look at that. Look at that.
I'll tell you what, man.
Fuck yeah, Olaf. Yeah.
Olaf. He's got a great big fuckable mouth. You know, I will you know, tell you that.
You know what? You know why they named him that? Because that's a sound. Olaf, 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 Olaf. What'd you say?
Throat.
Yeah.
That's the sound he makes. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me, man. Target store, by the way, he got he fucked his.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Are you kidding? What happened?
What happened? Right in the middle of the Target
store.
Oh,
huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Cody Meter, 22, was appointed a psychologist by the circuit court judge ahead of the hearing next month to determine his competency to stand trial. He was charged with criminal mischief and exposure of sexual organs.
Criminal mischief.
Allegedly targeted the toys in St. Petersburg store in October of 2019. The suspect grabbed...
Dude, from here it looks like he's got a fucking nipple for a nose.
The suspect then grabbed Olaf and dry-humped it until, quote, he ejaculated, end quote. An arrest affidavit said... He admitted his dirty deeds to cops, saying he did stupid stuff and, quote, nutted on Olaf.
Poor Olaf.
As a juvenile.
What?
Meter allegedly performed sexual acts with stuffed animals in a Clearwater, Florida Walmart store.
See, that's just that you expect that in a Walmart, but man, Target's usually a little more upscale. You know?
Really? You can't. If I walk into a Walmart and some guy's not fucking a stuffed animal.
Right,
what
the hell's going on at the Walmart?
Yeah. What'd they do? Clean the place up? What's going on?
Am I on candid camera? Come on. Where's Alan Funt?
Alan Funt?
Who? Everybody just went, God damn it, do I have any other podcasts I can listen to? The fuck is Alan Funt? Funk? What, was it Funt?
Funt.
It was Funt.
F-U-N-T.
Right? Yeah, Alan Funt.
Yeah, he's only been dead about 45 years,
well,
I bet.
You know.
Yeah, Alan Funt. A pantsless Florida man was arrested yesterday after police spotted him pleasuring himself with anyone? Anyone? Jeff? Anyone? Doug?
An alligator. I don't know.
With a pickle while on private property. According to an arrest affidavit, Eric DeTige, 47.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it's a little close to home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Was found lying on his back in front of a townhouse in Oldsmar, a city in the Tampa Bay area, unencumbered by pants or underwear, had his penis in one hand and, quote, a large uneaten pickle in his other hand, end quote.
Where was the pickle?
In his asshole.
Was it in his ass?
Yes, it was. Using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating. Rectum, it damn near killed him. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh-wee. 47.
Took that fucking pickle to Browntown, didn't he?
Oh, he fucking, yeah.
Oof.
Sure did.
Can you imagine what that smelled like? Talk about a shit salad. Oof. God.
Pickles are bad enough.
Well, I like a pickle.
Do
not
you?
A brown pickle.
Yeah, well,
I shy mean, away do you? From the brown pickle.
Yeah. Well, he was, you might want to put that down a second. Hang on.
Don't feel like wearing that today, do you?
No. Yeah. No. He was, jerking his gherkin, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think the gherkin was jerking him, well, right?
Ladies
huh?
and gentlemen, I'll tell you. Was arrested on a misdemeanor in charge of exposure of his sexual organs. He's being held in Pinellas County Jail in lieu of a $150 bond.
Couldn't come up with the 150, huh?
Must have spent all of his money on fucking pickles. I need to go out to the store. Like, this guy's starting his days. Man, after work, I really got to go find some fuckable pickles.
I got to get a jar of pickles.
I got to get a jar of fuckable pickles.
You suppose pickles. Was it a dill or a sweet pickle? Sweet pickles are disgusting.
Are they?
You could shove those up your ass all day long for all I care.
Probably improve the taste, right? Anything that smells that bad, I won't eat. I got a thing.
Pickles where, are dill pickles are delicious, man.
I got a thing where if I don't like the way something smells,
yeah,
from food to women, I will not put it in my mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why don't you go home and wash that thing and give me a call?
Stick her on the fire hydrant for a couple of minutes to get her fucking cleaned up. Jail records note. That he has a Only God Can Judge Me tattoo on his arm.
He's got what?
Only God Can Judge Me tattoo. Well, wait till that jury gets a hold of you. I think you'll find out some stuff there, too.
Yeah.
So how long do you think this guy's been fucking himself with stuff and just got caught?
Oh, for a long time.
A long time.
He's what? He's 47?
47.
Oh, yeah. No. See, that's dialed in. So he's been working up to that for a long time.
Right. So here's the
thing.
And
he's probably been there for... close to 10 years, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jeffrey Dahmer didn't start with humans, you know? Like, you gotta work your way up to some...
Well, yeah, it wasn't humans, it was gays, wasn't it? Easy, Jeff, come on.
Are we gonna... Clan Jeff has come to join us on TGO Radio.
You, white men, white women.
I saw a black chick with two kids. I was coming home to meet you.
Only
here.
Only two? So basically she didn't have any, really, for her.
Oh, my God. Well, I...
And the hits just keep on coming.
The thought I had was... You never see a black woman walking around with white kids, but you do see a lot of white women walking around with black kids. Lots of that.
Yeah.
And white women, or black women walking around with black kids, but you don't see a lot of black women walking around with white kids.
Well, obviously she probably stole them.
I don't know. No, she wasn't running.
Oh.
She was parked in a no parking zone.
Hey, man, they're
though.
Giving away $1,400 for each of these little bastards.
Yeah, no shit.
Get as many as you can right now.
Not worth it.
Yep.
Speaking of racism. You know what? I gotta say, the longer we have Olaf up on screen here, the more fuckable he looks to me.
Oh, yeah.
I would fucking blow a nut on fucking Olaf.
Why not?
Yeah, man.
Exactly. That big fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Got that one fucking tooth.
There's no chance of biting it off.
Olaf.
He's only got the one tooth.
Olaf has gone full.
Oh, what? A full retard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's... Look, that look is, I mean... There's the eyes are fucking really close together. The mouth is open going...
There is a fucking scene in an old episode of In the Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor.
Yes.
Where it's like the black cop and Carol O'Connor talking to this guy. And the black cop is like, "Do you have sex with so-and-so?" The guy's like, "Yeah, she's 18." And then Carol O'Connor goes, "She's retarded."
She's retarded.
Yeah, just...
Jeezy, this is fucking chick's retarded.
She's retarded, man. I saw it on TikTok, actually.
Oh, look at those fucking retarded arms, man. He's got them little fucking... fucking just desperately wants to hug everything but can't get their fucking arms around it. God. And those stubby little fucking legs.
Uh-huh.
They want to run up to you and hug you, but they can't because they can't gain any ground.
Exactly.
Jesus, and they trip and fall like Biden. They fucking Biden it right into the fucking turf.
Fucking Biden it. Pull up the girls from Frozen. Let's decide which one we'd fuck right now.
The girls from Frozen?
Yeah. The two cartoon girls. I don't know what their fucking names are. But let's decide which one we'd fuck. Like, let's get that out of the way. Fat-fingered idiot. What are you doing?
Sven? There's a Sven?
Who's Sven?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Elsa or Anna? Who are you fucking between Elsa and Anna?
Well, let's do this. Oh, nope, didn't want to do that. I'm pulling you up over there. Let's get some pictures of Anna. Come on, Anna. Well, let's go full.
You never go full.
Yeah.
This is Anna we're looking at. That's the Anna. Redhead.
She's the
redhead. Now I got a thing for redheads for a fact.
Sure, yeah.
And this is Elsa, right? Okay. I don't know who any of them are, but maybe I should watch this. Yeah, look at that. On the second row in the far right, right there.
Right there, one?
Yeah, that's a come fuck me look right there.
Yeah. That is a tarred look.
So, and it looks like the girl that when you whip your dick out, she's like, "Oh, gee whiz." That's like a mean face almost. Like that's...
Yeah.
Oh, there she is with Olaf. I'm about to start fucking. Anna and Olaf meet again. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, meet
again. Okay, so...
Okay.
I gotta go see who this Sven is, because, you know, maybe he's... There's Kristoff.
Are you gonna fuck Sven? It's between Elsa and Anna, man. All right, you know what? I'll keep an open mind.
All right,
let's go find. Now, I'm not fucking Kristoff or Hans, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Kristoff looks like his butt cheeks are fucking one wrong clench and your dick's gone.
Well, which one between those two, between Kristoff and Hans? Hans is the one that's fucking guys in the... He's getting all the time.
That's a fucking pipe fitter union member right there. He's laying some pipe.
Yeah. No, he's getting pipe laid. I don't know. Teen Elsa. Now we're talking.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Jesus fucking Christ. Here we go. Now we're... Yeah.
I don't know where Sven is. Teen Elsa, ladies and gentlemen. Teen Elsa could get it full stop. Oh, yeah. What? Oh. Now, wait a minute now. Teen Elsa's a fucking game changer. Hang on now. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. That's much.
Is that the redhead, too?
Yeah.
Oops. Time to get up?
Yeah, it's time to wake up and do the show.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Must be 4:30. Teen Elsa could get fucked by me any day of the week. Teen Boy, Elsa's got
you
it.
I suppose that carrot nose has been some
that's
places
been
it
right in
be.
That fucking. Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
Yeah. Yep. Little tweeny fucking twat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I.
Yeah.
Let's not put an age on her because I don't want to get in trouble, but you know what I mean? Like. Oh, see, that's the look on her face when she sees it. She doesn't know how to.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, where does that go? Oh, come on. How do you not fuck Teen Elsa?
Well, because she's underage, for one.
You don't know that. It just says teen. It doesn't say 15.
First of all, this is a fucking cartoon. Why are we having this discussion?
Because you gotta decide which one to fuck. That's creepy as fuck right there. Is that like its doll? Right. I fucking, I will. Everybody,
here's
see,
a little Frozen she, for you.
She's got white stuff on her hands. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Like, you, yeah. every, look at those tits. Everyone's
say,
fucking,
there, yeah, there,
everyone's mm-hmm. fucking Teen Elsa. That's a little bit too old for me right there,
yeah,
am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Elsa could get it. I think even though I'm not big on blondes, and I prefer redhead, I think Elsa could get it over Anna. She could get fucked by me. Absolutely get fucked by me. Oh, hello, on your knees. You're already in the right position. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
I stole Henderson's email from her contacts. Don't you dare tell her.
Ellie, you know guys like that.
Guys like what? Wait, let me guess. She called him a perv. Yeah, know who else she called that? Half the fucking cast of Sesame Street, okay? It's her go-to. And who do you think you are? Oh my God, you're so kind. You're so protective. You're like my daddy. Is that what you like to hear?
No.
Do you want to fuck me, William?
No.
No, yeah.
Never
of course
mind.
You do. Of course you do. Everybody wants to fuck the 15-year-old.
Teen Elsa could get it.
Wow. Shit.
Yeah. So I think I got to go Elsa. Let's go back to... No. Let's... No. Let me... Hang on. I'm almost done. Keep Teen Elsa up there.
You start jerking off on this show and we're done.
Start? When did I stop? I can only jerk off when I'm on this show.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think I got to go Elsa. I think Elsa would throw it at
you.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
You put
that's what you're looking for.
You put those two mouths together and you put your fucking mediocre cock right between them. That's what you do. Yeah, Elsa could get fucked by me. Elsa would throw pussy at you. She would. She'd throw it at you.
What is this shit?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, she would throw it at you and you knew you got fucked. Wow, who was that? Wow. Gee whiz. That's not Anna. That is Teen Loves Living as Elsa from Frozen. Anna Carlson. Oh, she's probably... God, I hate to fucking know how young she is. I don't even want to know. Don't even want to fucking know. All right, so I pick Elsa. Which one of the two do you pick?
I think I'd go with the redhead.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Just to be different or because it's a real thing? Yeah, just to be different?
No, redheads.
Dude, I love redheads.
Yeah.
But I think between those two, Teen Elsa's got to get it. That's... Crack that open like a shotgun. Right? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we got that settled.
Okay.
Olaf,
well, not, hey, you know.
Olaf, though, not getting fucked by us.
Let it go. Let it go, toilet seat?
Oh. I would.
Ah! Get it. Let it go.
Yeah,
get
it. Yeah,
do
got
you
it.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Would you at least let Olaf suck your dick with a mouth that big?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I mean, why not?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Why not? You know what? Olaf is just fucking gay looking enough that I think Olaf has sucked a few dicks.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
Frankly.
I'm pretty confident that Olaf's not white because he's made of snow.
Oh, and see, he's drenched in cobra, dear. Yeah. God, I'm Olaf and I'm drenched in cobra. I don't even know
what Olaf. The fuck?
I think that's Olaf and the Little Mermaid, right? Oof. Okay, Little Mermaid, most fuckable Disney princess other than Elsa and
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, no doubt, right? Oof. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Fisher, throughout all three of those movies, is just eminently fuckable. She's so fuckable.
And they brought her back for the ones they just made recently. She had that stroke mouth going on.
She really did.
Mumbling out the side of her face.
Somebody took her and merged her with Michael J. Fox, and that's how they got the fucking stroke mouth McGillicuddy. What are you doing, you fossil idiot? I remember when she came on screen in episode 7, people were like, holy shit, like, she was a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just an old woman. Like, your time does no jobs. Time is undefeated.
Yep.
Like, she was fucking 70 or whatever when they made those movies, I think.
Yeah.
Or however old she was, time is fucking undefeated, man.
That late 70s, 80s Carrie Fisher was.
That was the Carrie Fisher to know right there. If you got your dick in that, you were fucking something back then, boy.
She had that small bit part in the Blues Brothers.
I got a small bit part for her. Well, I mean, you know, not now.
But that was in between the first Star Wars and...
When did Blues Brothers come out, right?
80.
Was it 1980?
81?
80. So that would have been after Empire. Because Empire came out in 1980, yeah.
Okay.
So that was between Empire and Jedi. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, she could get fucked back in the old days. Old days! Blues Brothers, 1980. Good call, man. Nice job. 41 fucking years ago. Do you believe that?
Nope. Nope. Sure don't.
Megadeth's Rust in Peace album, 30 years old last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when that came out.
I do, too. I vividly remember. Dave Mustaine's book about the making of that album is surprisingly compelling.
Yeah.
Because there's other... they have excerpts, like written excerpts from the rest of the band.
Okay.
And the producer and blah, 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 blah. And like sometimes they're contradicting and arguing with each other, which I didn't think, you know, Mustaine would allow, you know, being that he is how he is.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where they're definitely like not agreeing on some stuff. And it gets a little... It's a little chippy there at the end, but it's...
I'm sorry, what's that?
Chippy. Oh, what's that? So it's surprisingly compelling. Like, not amazing, but, you know, but, better than I... Much
interesting
better than
read.
I expected. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. So that was all right. That was 30 years ago.
I have never watched... I've seen little bits and pieces of that... That some kind of monster movie that Metallica did when they were, you know, getting better. And what was it, James? I don't know, what, 8th, 9th, 10th time through rehab, you know, before the next 50?
Yeah.
But I stumbled across the scene with Lars.
It's unwatchable.
With Dave Mustaine and Dave fucking... Yeah, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
Mustaine does say that was edited to make him look bad.
Sure.
I don't know if that's true. I just know that's what he said about it.
It wouldn't surprise me, you know.
I mean, I just, that movie, that documentary.
The bits and pieces, I've never sat down to watch it, but I've seen, you know, clips of it here and there, and it just looks stupid.
That scene, though, where they hired Trillo or whatever his name is in that movie, and they show them auditioning, you know, like different bass players or whatever. And they show, and that scene where they hire him, they give him $1 million and hire him. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool, you know, because that guy's life just changed forever. Like, he's, you know, like, whatever we think about that band since 1991, mm-hmm. whatever we think about it.
Oh, they're, yeah.
The Led Zeppelin of this generation. Mm-hmm. Like, they're the, they, you know, they're like one of the biggest bands in the history of the world. And that scene where they're like, we have just changed your life. Here's $1 million. Like, you know, it's a pretty cool scene.
Fucking Jason Newsted gets hired and gets fucking constantly hazed until the day he leaves the band, you know? Jesus Christ.
There's a great scene in a year and a half in the life of Metallica, which is them making the Black Album, yeah, then going out on the road, where they're, you know, back in catering, and he, and Jason Newsted is making little finger sandwiches, and he's like making them to take with him to, like, you know, to take somewhere. And someone's busting his balls, like, so, and I'm paraphrasing, but someone goes, well, you get, he's got all these millions and he's, you know, making these finger sandwiches. And Deucey, without skipping a beat, goes, I got plans for those millions and it ain't for fucking sandwiches. And it's pretty, it's, yeah, that's not a bad doc. It's the studio stuff especially is pretty good. I used to have that on two VHS tapes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, year and a half of life Metallica.
Boy, fucking Hetfield was a fucking asshole. I'm sure probably still is, but maybe has mellowed a little age. But yeah. Jesus Christ, he was a fucking dick in his younger days, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, younger guy. Like, Lars is an asshole too, though.
Yeah, fucking Lars is just a douche. I mean, Hetfield, at least, you know, I mean, he was an asshole and an arrogant prick, but, you know, he was, you know, sometime lead guitarist, rhythm guitarist, and, you know, songwriter in one of the most famous bands in the world. And Lars has always been a mediocre drummer at best.
Lars didn't take a single drum lesson until after Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
And if you listen to Ride the Lightning and then A Master of Puppets, you can see where all that all that effort went to. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it went with Lars. He just never took a drum lesson until after. Just goes to show, like, you never know what band's going to be that band, right? Like, it's
exactly,
just, you know.
Exactly.
I do have other stuff here, but whatever. Who gives a shit? Somebody was doing, like, there was some high school girls' basketball game that was being live streamed, and some guy dropped the N-bomb on.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Jesus Christ, dude! Hot mic, man. They get you every time.
I hope Norman gets her ass kicked. Are you sure? That's Midwest City, man. Dealing. Isn't it?
Norman.
Huh?
Norman.
Fuck them. I hope they lose.
Fuck them. I hope they lose.
Nobody could get to this cat yet?
No.
Hey!
No. Then finally,
stop!
Finally, right after this, his mic goes dead. Like,
it doesn't,
you know,
really.
Oh, yeah.
So what, somebody was listening going, nah, that's okay. Nah, that's all right. Oh, all right. Cut him.
Oklahoma high school basketball announcer, which, I mean, by the way, if you're that guy and you're, you know, you're made some vocational errors in your life, you might want to re-examine, you know, a couple things. And your career being one of them.
Yeah.
You know? As I was streaming online, and we, you know, oh, God.
I like how he blamed it on his diabetes.
Yeah, during a live stream of a state basketball game, has apologized for his actions. Matt Rowan said he, quote, most regrettably made some statements that cannot be taken back. He said he is a type 1 diabetic, and during the game, his blood sugar was spiking.
God. Racism is not a side effect of diabetes. Get fucked.
Well, if it is, I must start eating some fucking more candy. Yeah. Type 1 diabetic offered a sincere apology to all involved in the game and said it's not unusual for him to become disoriented and say inappropriate and hurtful things. He was so disoriented he didn't realize his mic was on. That's how disoriented he was.
I'd like to make a sincere apology to all the porch monkeys. And
we're taking it back. That's scene from Clerks, too. While the comments I made certainly seem to indicate that I am a racist, I am not.
Really?
Rowan said. Yeah, I have never considered myself to be a racist. Well, And in short, cannot explain why I made those comments. Well,
yeah, you can, dude.
I think I can. I think Oklahoma is part of it, and I think, yeah.
Mike, what?
Can you imagine?
He was, yeah. You know what? How, you got me. You got me. Yeah.
Well, how do you work? Like, how does Army Hammer ever work again? So, that actor, okay, most people only know him casually. He was in Social Network. He was in The Lone Ranger and some other stuff here recently, and I can't name it. But anyway, it's this thing where, like, it got out, I don't know, a month or a month. Oh, I thought you were going to fart.
No.
A month and a half ago where he was like, he has this cannibalism fetish. So,
what?
Yeah, so it's like, well, you know, he's kept telling his girlfriends how he wanted to kill him and eat him and blah, blah, blah. And then now, as if that wasn't bad enough, I think it came from more than one source. And it, if that wasn't bad enough, then now they're investigating him for possibly assaulting some girl. You know, it's just,
how do you get a cannibal fetish?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on.
Don't know. I do not know, man.
I don't, you know,
that shit is like, and I was reading that book by Deborah So, and I can't think of the End of Gender, and she's kind of getting into how those, like, kinks get to you in the womb, and how it's chemical, and, like, she kind of gets into a lot of that stuff, and it's really interesting.
Really? Like, you're it's born into you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, like that's why that's why I'm always saying wanting to fuck kids, these kid touchers,
there's no
rehab for that.
Yeah.
That's why we need to murder them. That's why there's no rehab for it. We just need to kill them. And, like, I mean, if you got a thing where I'm gonna kill my girlfriend and fuck her corpse, like, all right, you can talk her into laying still or something. And, I mean, you know. And if you're my girlfriend, you're already laying still. What are you doing? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. But, you know. Like, all right, I got a fetish where I like to, you know, I need you to be still. I was like, you know. I don't know. But but that shit's like, it's in you, and it's just, or, you know, like sometimes too, if something is in you, but then you had a shitty childhood or you were abused or raped or whatever. And, like, that can cause some shit too. Sure. So it's like, yeah, that's why so many kid touchers and kid fuckers are like, we're touched and fucked themselves, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you know, all of a sudden your life is prison sex by Tool.
All this shit, piss, blood, and cum in my hands.
Yeah, shit, blood, and cum on my hands. Yeah. Yep. The lyric is, I have found a temporary sanity in this. Shit, blood, and cum on my hands.
Yeah.
That's the lyric. Yeah, that's a great song, too.
Ooh.
It's a great song. Well, listen, I think I've kept Jeff long enough. He's clearly in some pain here. Just about an hour. I think we got an hour knocked out, Daddy-O. That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, it seems like we've been on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I do have one final thing I'd like to say.
We did take 20 minutes fucking the people from Frozen, too.
From cartoons.
So we had to decide who to fuck.
Okay.
You had to fuck a cartoon girl. Any fucking cartoon girl.
Any?
Any.
Yeah, any?
Any. Who do you pick?
You are never going to guess who I'm going to say. You are never going to guess who I'm going to say.
So, but you know the answer. Mm-hmm. So you've been sitting on this for a long time.
I don't know. No, you know, here's the thing. No, but when you said that, I'll tell you the first thing that popped into my head.
Okay.
You guess. Who do you think I'd say?
Muttley from fucking...
I used to be able to do that better.
Muttley. It's probably one of the girls from Scooby-Doo or something. No?
Nope.
No? Is it a cartoon from our childhood?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think of cartoons from our childhood now. Any hint I can get and not guess it? Is there any hint you can give me where I won't guess?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I'll give you one more guess and I'll tell you. But I'm just...
Not Scooby-Doo, though.
No, no.
No.
Well, okay. It's not a human character.
Is it like Bugs Bunny's girlfriend?
Babs Bunny.
Is it really?
Babs fucking Bunny. Right on, Daddy-O. He got it on the second fucking guess.
Woo-wee!
Oh, I take Babs to fucking town.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Over Jessica Rabbit? Jessica Rabbit could get fucked, right?
Oh, she can get fucked.
Jessica Rabbit, though, would, like, steal your wallet on her way out. Like, she would, you know, right? Like,
yeah.
Because she's a cunt, like Jessica Rabbit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who else was hot back in the old days? Hot cartoon girls?
Well, I mean, if you want to go the Scooby-Doo route, would it be Daphne or Velma?
See, you would think Velma.
No, that Velma'd be my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, which one's the redhead?
That's Daphne. Velma's Daphne? The nerd.
Okay,
the
so yeah. You
no, everybody's
going to
say Daphne.
Everyone's going to say Daphne.
Nope. And I can you, say that, I it, yeah. honestly, Velma would be my choice.
Yeah, I think I'd have to take a shot at Velma if I had to choose.
Yep.
This girl I know, and I'm going to say her name clearly so I can beep it out, sent me a picture one time of her dressed as Velma for Halloween.
No shit.
And
I remember correctly.
I had half a one in a car looking at that picture. I was a passenger in someone's car, and she sent me this picture, and I had half a one. I was just like, this is fucking sexy, man. Like,
yep.
Yeah, it was really a great, and she had some big dumb tits.
Yeah,
but,
she did.
Hoy, yoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who else?
If I had to pick a cartoon girl to fuck, that's weird that you had someone right after Babs Bunny. Like,
for
old
some
Babs?
Reason. And listen, I swear to God, it's not that I've ever had a thing, but for when you said that, the first character that popped in my head was Babs Bunny.
You never jerked off to a cartoon?
No.
No.
No, seriously. No.
I've spilled some fluid to Animaniacs. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you catching a theme here, folks?
Did you watch the new Animaniacs?
No.
The first two were a little rough, but it picks up. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. If you had to fuck a girl from a cartoon. Dude, I'm still stuck on Teen Elsa, man. Let me think about it and, like, try to think of it objectively, because Teen Elsa is kind of where it's at right now. There's no fucking age of consent in Toonland, right, man?
Like, no,
you
know, no.
All right, good.
No.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's a relief. All right. I think we've succeeded in recording the dumbest episode of the history of the show.
I told you I had no fucking guarantees for this episode.
I would fuck Jessica Rabbit, but I don't think... I think I'd come fast with Jessica Rabbit.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd write it out of you pretty quick, right? Like, she'd aggressively, you know, mine for a load. You know what I mean? Like, she'd search, you know what I mean? Like, she'd go after it, I think.
Yeah.
Jessica would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my whole bit on Jessica Rabbit. I think she'd go after a load, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, of course she would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was fucking around on Roger.
Yeah. She threw herself at Eddie Valiant, didn't she?
Fuck yeah, she did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that movie.
Good old stand-up Eddie didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, he wouldn't know. Fuck no.
I have not watched that in a long time.
I love that movie.
That's a great fucking movie.
I don't know if it holds up. I haven't seen it in a very...
I've watched it in the last 5 years.
You know what?
And yes, it did for me.
Daria Morgendorfer from Beavis and Butthead, I'd fuck her too.
Yeah.
And her friend Jane too. I'd fuck
Diarrhea,
Jane.
Cha-cha-cha.
I'd fuck Jane. Jane Lane, her friend from the series.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Jane. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jane could get fucked.
Was she in Beavis and Butthead or in the spinoff?
Jane Lane series? Was in the spinoff.
Spinoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Jane could get fucked. You could come on Jane's face. Like, she would, like, point at her. Like, she would. Jane Lane would want it on her face.
Right here.
Yeah, like, right in the kisser.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who. There's got to be more.
Yeah, there's a ton of hot cartoon chicks, right? What about the Wonder Twins? Okay, so like the chick from the Wonder Twins? I don't know. She's a little meh.
She's got that kind of butch fucking haircut, yeah. If I'm thinking of the right.
Yeah.
Care, because it was a boy and a girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. I mean, are you taking the dude?
No.
Okay.
No. Then. Someone's got to hold the camera, though. He can hold the camera or something if he wants.
Yeah, but she's got that fucking...
Did you fuck cartoon Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That's... Honestly, I think I prefer Linda Carter Wonder, although Gal Gadot is nothing to fucking sneeze
at.
Gal Gadot is so hot.
Fucking ridiculously hot.
That movie was so fucking... God damn, that movie was so fucking bad.
I sat through every frame of that fucking shit just for show. That's how hot she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, Gal Gadot is...
I actually took the kids for Christmas. Like their present was I took them out to a movie, All the nieces and nephews and whatever, There was, seven or eight of them or whatever. It's a lot of them.
Jesus.
But two of them are married, so they're not going to go now. So there's, there's four, five, six. I took six kids to the movies to see Wonder Woman. They're all teenagers now. They're all got their own thing going on. But rather than buying them individual Christmas presents, I'll just take them to the movies.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So. Pull up pictures of Babs Bunny if you want. I don't know. Cartoon female character. Wow. Amazing how that popped right up.
Huh.
Dude, Snow White could get fucked for real. Okay, look.
Look at that. Yeah, you're taking that down.
Yeah.
And you're taking that.
You've got to fuck.
What about Sandy Cheeks, huh?
You've got to fuck Velma.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Sandy. She's fucking annoying.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Elastigirl, you could fuck her. Elsa, you gotta fuck.
Who's that?
There's Daria
there. Yeah, that's Daria. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
How do you, Possible gets
what
fucked.
What about Betty or Wilma? See, I'm going Betty.
See, I think I'm going to go Betty, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I got to go Betty, too.
Yeah.
Kim Possible gets
Kim
fucked.
Kim Possible.
10 times out of 10.
Oh, wait, is that Kim? Those are both Kim. Is that Kim Possible?
Yeah, she go on the right. She go can get fucked too. Her
who?
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, this, okay.
Yeah, that's she. She can get fucked too.
Okay.
Oh, who's that from the black girl from Josie and the Pussycats?
Ooh, oh, yeah. She can get fucked. All Josie and her Pussycats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daria could get it, man. Come on.
Yeah.
She-Ra? What about She-Ra right there?
Oh, right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be afraid I'd get impaled on those horns.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, although you grabbed them.
Aladdin's girlfriend? Upper
that
left?
One?
Yeah.
No, that's, oh yeah, no, that is, no. I don't, that's not Aladdin's girlfriend, is it?
Isn't that, I don't know, like click on it, let's find out.
Pocahontas or something?
No, that one. Yeah, that's Aladdin's girlfriend right
there. Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know what's seeing that now, maybe.
She-Ra? Nah.
I mean, I don't think I'd pass Daphne up.
No. But if
I had
to choose,
I'm going Velma.
Velma and her dump truck of an ass would take you. Because no one picks Velma.
Right, so that's going to be a
fucking ass. So she would fuck your cock off, exactly.
Yep.
No one picks Velma. Who's the cartoon slave girl right there? Oh, you know what?
Yeah, no, I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even think of...
Fran.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fuck Fran Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to fuck Fran.
Oh, yeah.
That's the...
Yeah.
Fucking Bubbles for the Powerpuff Girls. Too old for me, am I right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, see there... Ooh. Cheetah or whatever the fuck her name... What the fuck is her name?
I don't
know. Jessica Rabbit. You would at least tit fuck Jessica Rabbit.
Well, duh.
Right, okay. Oh, the two girls from Archie.
From Archie, Betty and Veronica.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I'm going.
I got to go brunette on that one.
I'm going Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she the brunette? Is that Betty?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Going the brunette, and I think that's Betty.
Did you see?
Look at her mouth.
You got to fuck that mouth. Did you see the live action Dora the Explorer movie that came out?
No.
Like a year and a half ago? Oh, that girl that girl could get fucked by me. Yeah. Who's that?
Is it Fairly Odd Parents, I think?
Oh.
I think. Just the look on her face.
Yeah. That's like she's already, like she's having one right there. Let's see. Mrs. Impossible.
Mom. Yeah,
yeah, you gotta fuck
yep,
her.
Yep, yep.
She can tighten.
That's the daughter from the Jetsons.
Daughter could get fucked, mom not so much, but no. daughter could definitely get fucked from Judy.
Judy, what about the robot maid, Rosie?
Oh. Mr. J, the new suck nozzle is in.
New suck nozzle.
It's a Bob and Tom bit. That's a Bob and Tom joke. Josh Arnold has done that 100 times. Let's see. You know what? There's an alarming number of...
Jesus Christ.
There's an alarming number of pages dedicated to hot cartoon chicks. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're putting that page together, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about it, but come on.
We got Betty Boop?
Betty Boop could get fucked, absolutely. Yeah, but you couldn't come in her because they didn't have abortions back in the 20s.
Yeah, but they still had flights of stairs.
They sure did.
Had the staircase not been invented yet?
I think we found that out in Gone with the Wind. Oh, my star.
Yeah, maybe abortion hadn't been invented, but they had fucking staircases.
Oh, they sure did. Nothing like a fucking big oversized shoe and a giant staircase to make things right.
Nothing like a little fucking Biden down the staircase.
Foxy Love. Yeah, Foxy could get it.
What about...
Minnie Mouse? No.
No.
I'm not fucking Minnie
Mouse.
I
hate fucking Disney characters. Disney characters.
I'm not fucking Minnie Mouse.
Dude,
look at
that's already happened.
Dude, look at how hot Kim Possible is. Come on. You're fucking Kim Possible.
What about, what's her name? Cheryl from Archer.
She could get fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's, but again, you drug her drink to get away.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a.
Like, you don't, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a fucking gnaw yeah, your arm off.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't give her the Cosby when you're first meeting her.
Batgirl?
You give her the Cosby. Oh, that's Catwoman.
Or Catwoman,
and
yeah.
Catwoman could get fucked. That's a. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Lisa Simpson?
You know what I want?
What do you want?
I just, with Lisa Simpson, you just have to do degrading shit to her because she's
Layla.
Such a feminist. You know what? Layla does nothing for me.
No?
Nah, I gotta say. Oh, Spider-Man characters down here. Let's see. Gwen Stacy.
The receptionist from Ghostbusters.
Oh.
That's what I think of that.
All right.
That sounded like Olaf's taking really? A throater.
Throater. Is that female spider, like Spider-Woman? Look at those tits on Spider-Woman right there.
Right there? Those?
Yeah. Yeah, no, man, right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Well.
Hey, now. All
right. Yeah, that Spider-Man's you know really joke? Let himself
can
go.
Can I tell you something? Maybe it's time to get out there and date a little bit for me. can I just say? Maybe it's time. I drove down the road the other day. Who was that? I actually know who that is, and I can't think of the cartoon.
Yeah, I do too.
Driving down the road. Now, there's Pocahontas now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Driving down the road the other day, I looked to my right.
Probably smells like curry.
And there were two girls walking, and the one was a pig. But the other girl, I was like, wow, the tits on her. And then I realized, oh, I love tits again, so maybe it's almost time to get out there. I'd like to lose some weight, but that's from that girl's from the Venture Brothers right there.
That
the goth
one?
Chick. Yeah, she could get fucked. That's Dr. Morpheus' daughter. Yeah, she could get it. Oh, Lana from Archer could get fucked.
Oh, Lana. Oh,
Lana
yeah.
could get fucked yeah. by me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This one keeps popping up. Who the fuck is that?
Dude, I have never seen that show, whatever that is.
I don't know, yeah.
It was made after fucking 1999. I have no clue what it is. Well, Kim Possible is kind of newer, right? Kind of?
Yeah.
It's probably been off the air 15 years, and I just...
All right, you know what? Let's go.
Hang on. Go down just a little bit. That girl right there with the purple hair from Pokemon.
Yes,
I would fuck her throat.
Let's go make sure that I was right with this Babs Bunny thing.
All right.
Not that one.
No. You're talking about the one from, like, Space Jam.
No, I'm talking about the ones from the cartoons when we were kids. I think.
Babs Bunny's like 4 years old.
Am I not thinking? I'm not like thinking of the right. I'm not thinking. No.
Like her?
Oh, am I thinking of Lola?
Lola Bunny.
Oh, I'm thinking of Lola Boy. Bunny. That's what I'm Boy. Thinking. I'm thinking of Lola Bunny.
Boy, we got some explaining to
Boy,
do.
Boy, we have. Yes, we do. That's exactly the one I was thinking of was Lola.
Lola Bunny. Oh, I think I have
L-O-L-A.
To call.
L-O-L-A. Lola.
I think I have to call the episode Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
Is what I have to go. See, now
yeah, no, not, no, not, that's
now
not,
there's Babs as an adult.
Where?
Right there.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
Lola Bunny is Lola. Who we met. Okay. Yeah, Lola. All right.
Where'd she go? Lola.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not bad. I forgot Babs was the kid.
I did, too.
I completely forgot Babs.
I completely
Babs was
forgot.
The kid.
No, Lola.
Oh.
I'll say it again. Lola.
No, Lola, yes, please. Not Babs. Oh, yeah. Wait. Go on. What the fuck's going on there? Some guy's licking Babs' feet? Bella Rat and is licking Babs Bunny's feet? What the fuck is happening? I think we've gone on enough with
yeah, I think we've
cartoon
both,
characters
we
fuck. Yeah. Lola Bunny.
Lola.
Lola.
Yes. Lola Bunny. Again, Lola.
Yes, please. We don't want... Show is bad enough. All right, listen, we will end it here.
Okay.
5:08 on the East Coast. Super early end time for us today,
no
man.
Oh, shit.
Nice, dude.
Okay.
All right, and we will see you soon on TGO Radio.
Hang on. Hang on. I got one final word for you.
Okay. That's fucking the best.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.